Lebanon's top prosecutor has ordered all suspects detained over the 2020 Beirut port blast to be released. More than 200 people were killed when chemicals stocked in a warehouse caught fire, causing the explosion. The prosecutor has also filed charges against the judge overseeing the case. Let's bring in Aya Majzoub from Beirut. She's the Deputy Director for the Middle East at Amnesty International. Aya, thanks so much for being on the program. Talk us through today's developments. Why are they significant?
I mean, we see this as really a battle for Lebanon's future. Are we going to have a kind of country where those individuals who are responsible for blowing up the country are held accountable, or one where they're allowed to escape accountability? As you know, the domestic investigation into the Beirut blast has been suspended now for almost 13 months. On Monday, the lead investigator issued an opinion, a legal opinion, that he said would allow him to move forward with the investigation. And on that basis, he charged 8 individuals, including the top public prosecutor, Ghassan Awaidat, in relation to the blast. And he also ordered the release of 5 of the 17 detainees who currently remain in detention since August and September of 2020. Obviously, the political establishment then all rallied around him. They said that he did not have the power to move the investigation forward, that the investigation was still stalled. And today, this culminated with the public prosecutor, who himself is charged in the case and who had recused himself from being involved in the Beirut blast case due to his familiar relations to some of the defendants previously. He issued a decision to release all of the detainees in the case, effectively bypassing Judge Tariq Bitar, the lead investigator in the case. And we're now also hearing reports that he has decided to file charges against Bitar and has sent security forces to Bitar's home to notify him about these charges and that a travel ban has been imposed against him. I mean, all of this is really very it's a very complicated legal situation, but we, you know, all this to say is that the political establishment, the ruling establishment, are doing everything that they can to prevent Judge Tariq Bitar from moving forward with the investigation. They are doing everything that they can to prevent the truth from coming out and for those high-level officials responsible for the blast to be held to account.
Yes, I guess to sort of break it down for our international audience, there are a lot of complications going on in terms of that those legal proceedings. But why have efforts to interrogate top officials over this explosion been hindered over the course of the last 3 years?
So since the end of the civil war, there really has been a culture of impunity in Lebanon where you know, top officials have not been held accountable for any crimes against the population, including, you know, major human rights violations. Bitar tried to challenge that narrative, and he started charging very top-level officials, so, you know, heads of security agencies, the former prime minister, former ministers. And of course, then there was a very coordinated attack against him to prevent those interrogations from moving forward. And they used every tool that they had. They started with misinformation campaigns against the judge, calling him a foreign agent. They staged protests against him, which turned violent and led to 7 deaths. They then instrumentalized those deaths to say that Tariq Bitar was driving the country to civil war. And they also filed legal challenge after Bitar that led to the investigation being suspended multiple times. The last legal challenges that the defendants, the politicians who are accused in the case, filed against Bitar have led to the investigation being suspended since December of 2021.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your analysis on this breaking news, and no doubt we'll cross back to it throughout the day. I am Majzoub, the Deputy Director for the Middle East at Amnesty International. Thank you.
Thank you.